you think your world is safe. It is an illusion. A comforting lie told to protect you. Enjoy these final moments. For I have returned.
So, shall we begin?
All right, Lily! Buckle up! It's showtime!
Our hatred is nothing more than an internal defense mechanism that nature has blessed us with. Hatred is not something to shy away from, to dread, or to avoid. Hatred is our friend. Embrace it. You teach young people that hate is good.
Hate's not good. It's just necessary.
You know the deal. You know what time it is. It is Reese on the Radio time right here on blogtalkradio.com. Last week, by the way, Reese on the Radio will be on Blog Talk Radio because we will be taking some time off, getting our ducks in a row before we begin officially the beginning of WAC FM, which will probably take us about a month. So we'll be off the air for about a month. We'll get some finances in order. We'll get the last thing sort of handled with Reese on the Radio altogether. We'll get WAC FM all done. We'll do some imaging stuff. JC and I will do that together. We'll do all that imaging stuff. So Reese on the Radio going officially to WAC FM. We'll bring some other people on as well. I'm trying to get, because Jay King was on our show last week, Friday, and that is, of course, Jay King, who is the one of the lead singers of the R&B group Club Nouveau. You remember them from the 80s. Lean on me. You know, that whole stuff. Anyway, Jay King, I'm going to be working out with him. He's going to be on the East Coast soon because Club Nouveau is touring. They're doing 40 cities. He's going to be out of town. I just spoke to him earlier today. He's going to be out of town. I'm going to see if we can get something popping working with that. Also, I'm going to do some, as you already know, if you haven't heard already, I'm already doing a midday show on Pooch FM, and you can catch that weekdays from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, so you can listen in the office. I'm going to talk to Pooch about possibly toning down the music during those hours, because I know there's a lot of cursing going on in a lot of the songs. I'm not really trying to tell him how to program his show. I don't want to do that. I just kind of want people to be able to listen at work if they can. So hopefully, you know, we can work something out, or, you know, whatever. We'll work something out. Plenty of stuff going on in the news today. Dan Joseph from MRC TV. You can go to his page in the MRCTV.org page to watch some of the videos, but I wanted to play some audio by him today. That was from the inauguration. It is enlightening and rather funny. I'm wondering, did we? Yeah, I guess we did. Yeah, we did talk about that yesterday. I'm trying to remember whether or not we talked about that New Orleans shooting, but we did. There was a shooting again that happened in Texas today. We got to get into that. The shooting that happened in Texas. It's not getting a lot of attention in the mainstream news, and I think I know why. And if White Mike is out there, or anybody else for that matter, who's listening, let me know. I believe that this shooting was two people shooting at each other. That part I know for certain. I know an innocent bystander was shot, but can somebody please tell me whether or not these two shooters were African American? Because the story seems to be off the radar at every other network. I don't hear anybody. School shooting is one of those things that should make all the networks run. They should be getting on a plane, a helicopter, or whatever the hell, and running their asses out there. When they found out it was two brothers, yes, I said brothers with a V. When they found out it was two brothers shooting at each other, nope, nothing to see here. Nope, we'll not put Negroes in the spotlight of school shootings. We won't do that. They shoot themselves in front of schools all the time. That's okay. Nothing to see here. No national media. That's all right. Oh, all the media does collect. Oh. They all go, oh, we can't go down to Texas to cover another school shooting. That's not fair. Can you imagine? This is what it sounded like in the newsroom. And it said, no, it was two black guys. Yeah, two black guys, drug dealers, yeah. Yeah, they were shooting at each other. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I can't send you out there. That's exactly what it was like. Poor bastards. Those bastards are bloodthirsty when it comes to that stuff. I bet you they couldn't wait to get out there. I was like, God damn it, please. Oh, God. School shooting. Any children die? Can we get out there? We gotta hurry up. We gotta hurry up and get out of here. We need to get there as soon as possible. Oh, God. How many kids were shot? Two black guys. What do you mean? Two black guys. Ah, forget it. Never mind. We'll be back. Streets on the Radio. Radio. We are back right here on blogtalkradio.com. Again, folks, last week of Reset Radio on Blog Talk Radio, that ship has sailed, done, over with, nada, 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 gone. Last week. And, of course, you can catch me weekdays from 1 to 4 p.m. on Pooch FM. You can also, I just realized this today, that you can listen at tunein.com to Pooch FM. I didn't know that. I found out that today because, of course, that's how you got to hear it, right? You went to TuneIn? Okay, because Mary's got TuneIn. You can actually listen on your cell phone just by downloading the TuneIn app. You don't have to download it? Okay, you don't have to download it. But if you'd like to, because I know I have the app, just go to the TuneIn app, download the app, just type in Pooch FM, and you can hear Reese on the Radio in the afternoon 1 to 4, whenever you like. You can listen right on your desktop, your computer, or whatever it is. But I suggest that you put headphones in. I said I will talk to Pooch about maybe playing some less cursy-curse music. Mary's not a fan of the music.
I will say that because I appreciate Pooch, bringing you in as a part of the team. But,
the music's not to your liking? Or it's just not your flavor?
Not my flavor of the month.
Well, you can be honest. Pooch is not going to get mad if you don't like the music. The music ain't for everybody. Most people just listen for me. You just get through the music. They listen for me. You can listen for me. But, we just want people to listen in, so tell your friends. TuneIn.com and Pooch FM. You just did radio station you turn into. What's that, TuneIn Radio? Yeah, TuneIn Radio, and I think it's TuneIn.com. I'm sure it's TuneIn.com for you to listen to the show. Again, 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time weekdays. And you can still listen then to me. We'll take some time off, and then we'll start maneuvering towards WAC FM, which should be sometime in March. So,
really? Are you going to take a whole month off?
Well, financially, it would probably be the best thing to do. And I'm thinking more or less fiscal responsible. I'm also thinking programming. We have to do some... what the hell else do we have to do? Oh, we have to do show imaging, which JC is still not worked on, but he'll work on, I'm sure. You knew that was coming, buddy. I hate to put you on blast, bro. But anyway, we'll get into that. Anyway, listen, let me play this audio. Dan Joseph, a contributor over at MRC TV, the Media Research Center, MRC. Dan Joseph does these videos. Sort of man on the town thing. I want to start doing this, but one, it needs to be warmer, and two, I need to get myself a goddamn driver's license so I can go do this. I've got a camera. Mary did a beautiful thing. She bought me a camera. I can make movies, long, short, the whole nine yards.
It's wireless compatible.
And it's wireless compatible. It does everything. So she got me a new camera for Christmas, and God, she's a sweetheart for that. She did get the goody goods afterwards, when I saw the camera. I did take care of business. You know I did, baby. You know I did. Anyway. anyway.
Please, you got the camera and my goody goods. I mean, come on.
It was a good Christmas. Anyway.
The best Christmas ever.
Let me get to my Dan Joseph thing. Anyway, so he does this thing, Man About Town, and he was, of course, because their station, MRC, Media Research Center, they're here in the D.C. area. So they were, of course, at the Washington Mall. And first they did one report. You'll see the report if you want to go in and watch it yourself. First they did the Obama quiz. Now, I'll admit, the questions were relatively easy. But the people being questioned, I should say, were complete idiots. Some of them were pretty good, but it was startling that these people didn't know key questions about the Obama administration.
The person they voted for.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway, here's the Obama quiz. Dan Joseph, MRC TV.
Hey, everybody. I'm Dan Joseph with MRC TV. We're at the 2013 inauguration, and this is the Obama quiz. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be tough. All right. Name one of the two Supreme Court justices named by Obama in his first term.
I don't know.
You don't know? All right, that's okay. That's a hard one. That's a hard one. Ready?
Sit.
Go.
Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan.
Very good. You got both. Name one of the two Supreme Court justices named by Obama.
Say that again, real quick.
Sotomayor.
What's that?
What's her name? Sotomayor?
Sotomayor?
Yeah.
Sotomayor?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. I know one was black.
No.
No.
Let's see. That was Elena Kagan.
That's one.
And... Oh, I'm thinking. what's that lady's name?
Okay, you can't help.
That's close enough. We're out of time.
So it's the Puerto Rican lady. Okay.
Right. I'm Sotomayor.
That's right.
Sonia Sotomayor.
Very good. Can you name the other one?
The lady, but I don't
know. The lady. It's good. You got one. That's fine. Is the unemployment rate today higher, lower, or the same as it was on Inauguration Day 2009?
Lower.
I think it's higher.
I think it's lower.
It is lower.
The same.
Oh, is it really?
It is.
Oh. Yeah.
Kind of coincidence.
It went up there for a while.
It sure did, yeah.
Lower.
Lower.
Lower. Name one policy signed into law by President Obama besides Obamacare.
Oh, boy. Not off the top of my head, no.
The Moving Forward Act.
The moving forward policy.
You repeal, don't ask, don't tell.
You repeal, don't ask, don't tell.
Something with the veterans.
I'm sorry, something with the what?
With the military.
Something with the military.
Yes.
Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act.
Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. First thing you sign is the law.
Yes.
Very good.
The new gun law.
The new
gun law now.
American Taxpayer Relief Act.
American Taxpayer Relief Act.
June 2012.
Okay. Which politician opposed raising the debt ceiling, saying, the fact that we're here today to debate raising the debt limit is a sign of leadership failure?
That's a yes or no question.
No.
I would say John Boehner.
Was it Reed?
No.
Other side of the aisle.
Other side of the aisle. Sorry.
What would you say if I told you it was Senator Barack Obama?
Oh, because you're talking about this. It was a trick question.
It was kind of a trick question.
That's Obama?
That's right, it did. So Obama said that.
Yes, he did. I think.
It was so many.
I would have said that was Obama.
It was President Obama. Very few people were thrown off by that. But do you think that's a political when he said that?
No, because it wasn't used as a political weapon like it is now.
Oh, okay.
Probably Boehner.
Think it was Boehner?
Boehner or Cantor.
You got one. Yeah, that's good.
So where's my money?
Which president has added more as a dollar amount to the national debt? President Obama or George W. Bush?
I would say Bush.
Bush.
I'd say Bush.
Right Obama. Now it's Obama now. Yeah.
No, I don't.
He just passed him.
Tell him. No, tell him the other
one.
Go ahead.
No, I don't know. You say it. Guys, we can move on. It's fine.
Fine.
Sounds
like you're getting a divorce. You got. Name the other one if you can't.
Did you got it?
The woman said,
I'm going to tell him another one or we're getting a divorce?
Yes. She was so ticked off because she was there with her husband. Her husband knew the answer to all the questions. She said that she would answer them, and she couldn't. She got so pissed off that her husband knew. He even had to tell her. When she said it was Boehner, he looked at her. He said, other side of the aisle. It was Obama. Like, he's trying to tell her. Like, obviously, he's either smart or a conservative or both. And she just had no clue.
And he's going down there for the ride because she's dragging his ass down there.
But let me play you this one. This is my favorite one.
Let me just say before you play this.
Go ahead.
Let me say that, you know, without going into any detailed information,
mm-hmm.
you know, I work in the healthcare industry.
Sure.
And can I tell you that people were putting their health aside so that they could go or go to the inauguration or watch the inauguration at home.
So they were canceling appointments and stuff?
Canceling, rescheduling, you know. And their excuses were so that they could watch or attend the inauguration party.
Well, sadly enough, it wasn't a lot of people, Mary. It was literally, what, a third of the people who went 4 years ago in 2009, they say 1.8 million people showed up at the inauguration.
But how sad is that?
I know it's. Of course,
you're
it's.
You're putting
sad.
Your health aside because you must either be a part of or watch the inauguration. Are you freaking kidding me?
No, and I, of course.
What land do you morons live on? Because you cannot share the same land and earth that I walk on and live on every single day. I don't get it.
Because that DJ no was one. Hot and them pigs in the blanket was on the money.
The pigs in the blanket. Oh, the Obama pretzels. Did you hear about those?
No.
There was a guy
no.
selling Obama pretzels. What the F is an Obama pretzel? How
wow.
do you make an Obama pretzel?
Was it shaped like a food stamp?
I,
like an EB EBT card?
It must have been. It's the guy, they said...
Could you purchase them with your EBT card?
You probably could. This guy, they say... I was reading a report today.
Oh, no, that's a hot, ready food. Sorry, EBT card not allowed to purchase those things. But if he had a bag of M&Ms, you could get those.
No, he was walking around. They said it was a guy walking around selling Obama pretzels. Now, the reporter, I would say... If he saw somebody selling Obama pretzels, why didn't he just describe what the pretzels looked like? He had no description. So I can only assume that they were pretzels, and he was just calling them Obama pretzels. But I digress. Let me get to this audio here. This is my favorite audio of the day, folks. My favorite audio of the day. Dan Joseph, a white man from MRCTV, Media Research Center, Bob Parks, by the way, he produces all of Dan Joseph's videos, and he's a friend. He's a friend to the show, and he is a pal of mine. But anyway, Dan Joseph, a white man, goes to black people at the inauguration to ask them, well, I'll let him tell you. There's no reason for me to say it. You listen.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dan Joseph with MRCTV. We're going to ask people, if they were ranking the presidents, where they would put President Barack Obama on the list. Where do you think President Obama will rank in terms of presidents when the history books were written on him?
10.
That's very specific. Why 10?
He's very good.
Oh, you mean like from a scale of 1 to 10?
Number 1. Better than Abraham Lincoln?
Well, that is Abraham Lincoln's day, and I thank God for Abraham Lincoln, but I'm so happy that he was placed in my book, number
one. No, number one in your book.
In my book.
Number one. Better than Abraham Lincoln.
Yes. Well, I guess it depends on who's reading the textbook or who's reading the information, because the answer could be different for a white person.
What about in your opinion?
In my opinion, he would probably be the best.
Number one.
Number one.
And Clinton number two.
Better than Lincoln, better than Washington?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Because my life is better.
But in the top two.
The top two.
The top two, because I like Clinton a lot. I have plenty of money when Clinton was running. On social issues, I would put him way up with Lincoln, but when it comes to other issues, I'm not too sure. I would say he would probably be in the top 10.
About nine.
Nine.
I think he'll rank with the top.
The top, number one.
Yes.
Ever.
Yes.
Woo.
Forever.
I would definitely put him as number one.
Number one.
My lifetime.
The first and the smartest.
Where would you put Lincoln on that list?
He's in the top three. Washington, Lincoln, and Obama.
He'll be one of the best.
Best
of all time.
Yeah.
Best. I think so.
Better than, like, George Washington?
Yeah. Definitely up in the top three.
Not the best Clinton.
Well, he's in top five.
I say the best. In
number
my
one.
Eyes.
Number one of all time.
Number one of all time.
Better than Lincoln?
I say so.
What do you think he's going to be most remembered for?
Bringing America out of debt when we were about to go and file bankruptcy.
And you think he'll be ranked higher than, say, George Washington?
Probably so.
We out of slavery, yes, but I think it was a turnaround with just this healthcare thing. Everything that the president tried to do in the past, he got it accomplished. Everything that he said he was going to do, he set out, he did it.
He was actually a president that actually brought a lot of people together, regardless of your race, of your religion, your creed, your sexuality.
Of course, he's first black president.
Well, not kidding.
You think he deserves a monument just for that?
Of course.
Mostly for bringing the country together.
Yeah.
Really energized the United States.
Better than George Washington, founder of our country?
Yeah.
What about Lincoln? Would you put him in the top two?
I like Lincoln.
He's all right.
I like him. Okay.
I
like him. I heard, like, his movie just came out and we have it at home, so.
Oh, you have it at home.
I have it at home.
That's my favorite part. She said, I would put Lincoln up there. You know, his movie just came out. I have it at home. He said, you have the movie at home? She said, yep, I have it at home. Movie's still in theaters, and this broad is telling everybody she's got the bootleg version.
You got the bootleg version at home.
What?
And regardless of religion, race, creed, Obama brought people together. And not only, listen, listeners, because this is some shit we didn't know. Obama brought us together, and guess what else he did? The most important thing he did was he brought this country out of debt.
Oh, that was my favorite.
What?
That was, those two are my favorite.
What in God's creation are these people being taught?
What are they reading?
What rock do they live under?
16 going on $7
trillion. Try taking it the opposite way, honey. He has put us in more debt than any other president.
He raised it from $35,000 a person to $50,000 a person in 4 years. And this woman said that he brought the country together and he took us out of debt. I was sitting up here going, is this the news on BET? Is this broad getting her news from 106 and Park? Is Little Bow Wow doing presidential commentary on 106 in Park?
This no, is the it's mo- Helen Keller doing commentary.
This is the most ridiculous. And again, I told you, he asked only blacks. So, of course, I mean, it is clearly a partisan question when you ask a bunch of blacks whether or not they where they would rank President Barack Obama. You know where they're going to put him. You know, and the fact that there were a couple of people out there who were arguing about Bill Clinton, the fact that they were arguing about Bill Clinton, that in and of itself baffles the hell out of me, too, because, of course, as you remember, Toni Morrison, who said famously that Bill Clinton was America's first black president, therefore making Barack Obama number two. Sad, but true. That's what it is.
What are they? Number one for what?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Number one for American destruction.
Well, listen, that's the part that I love the most. The fact that they talk about how the country is joined together. It's the most partisan and the most divided country it's ever been in history. And I couldn't believe that these people say they brought
it. He's a Hollywood icon. That's why these people love him. You should have asked them who they have been inspired by. Those questions should have followed. Who's your biggest inspiration other than Barack Obama?
Well, it probably would be Shorty Lowe, or perhaps.
Or perhaps Rihanna, or Beyonce,
Beyonce.
Her lip syncing.
We'll get into that in a little bit. We have to get into Beyonce lip syncing, and they're all defending her
because. Because she doesn't know the damn lyrics to the song.
Didn't want to be up there with a teleprompter singing the Star Spangled Banner. That would have been shameful.
Or because she really can't sing and.
No, I think she can sing. You have to hear what Piers Morgan tweeted. Piers Morgan
is an idiot.
Piers Morgan of CNN tweeted, and I promise we'll get into this a little further. Piers Morgan tweeted, "I don't understand what all the fuss is about. It was still her voice. It was her voice. It wasn't actually someone else's voice. It was her voice. Sure, it was pre-recorded, but it was her voice." Kelly Clarkson didn't lip sync. Does that make Kelly Clarkson more of a professional than Beyonce? I think so. That's just me. I'll get into it later. We got plenty more coming up on Reese on the Radio. We got to get into that. We got to get into why the school shooting was not talked about today in the news. Houston, Texas. It wasn't in the news. The only news organization who covered it was Fox, and I believe it was because of two Negroes shooting at each other. Apparently, they were two drug dealers at a school shooting, and you know they will not promote black shooting at each other in the national news. It's only when white boys kill little white children that it makes headline news.
That it matters.
Yes, when niggas.
So this was another Chicago shooting.
Yeah, exactly. So when niggas kill each other, no, calm down. We're not going out to Texas. That's exactly what happened. So we'll be back. We'll get into that.
Texas gets what they deserve.
It's pretty much it. Texas gets
trying to separate.
Exactly. Texas gets exactly what they deserve. And if it's two black people shooting at each other at a school, that's nothing more than street justice. It's not, no Adam Lanza here. That's just disgusting. I'm trying to scroll down on his screen. I'm so happy to be leaving these people at all. At Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back. It's Reese on the Radio.
I'm not quite safe to know.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Reese on the Radio right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Wow, we're in stereo.
What a waste of time. This all crossed my mind.
On the radio right here on blogtalkradio.com, 35 minutes after the hour on this January 22nd, 2013. Folks, we have a new entry into the stupidest man on the face of the earth. A new entry has been made to the stupidest man on the face of the earth. You may know him. Maybe you don't know. Nah, I'm kidding. You have to know this man. I'm sure that each and every one of you know who this stupid man is.
This could very well be the stupidest person on the face of the earth.
That person is Sergeant Roger Murtaugh. Sound familiar? Sergeant Roger Murtaugh. He's a fictional character from the Lethal Weapon movies, better known to all of you as Danny Glover. Now, Danny Glover gave some speech, or had a conversation, a back and forth, a Q&A, with students at Texas A&M. And it was here at this back and forth on some Martin Luther King Jr. luncheon, where the stupidest man on the face of the earth, Mr. Danny Glover, made
this. This could very well be the stupidest person on the face of the earth.
Made this stupid claim in front of those children.
Well,
when we talk about the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, I don't know if people know the genesis of the right to bear arms. The Second Amendment comes from the right to protect, for settlers to protect themselves from slave revolts and from uprising by Native Americans. So a revolt from people who were stolen from their land, or a revolt from people who the land was stolen from. That's what the genesis of the Second Amendment is.
Folks, just in, let me transcribe in the event that you did not hear. Danny Glover, admitted moron, admitted idiot, straight up buffoon, if I may say so, coon ass Negro, told a bunch of white people at a white school, Texas A&M, that the Second Amendment in our Constitution is to protect the settlers from slave revolts and from Native Americans who were, of course, trying to hunt them down and kill them. The reasons for this, I'm completely stupefied. I don't have to tell any one of you why the Second Amendment is there, why it was placed in, the right to bear arms, that the citizens be able to protect themselves from their government, so that they have the same weapons as their government, so that the government does not try to overthrow them. The genesis of the Second Amendment is because the settlers came to the United States trying to get away from a overbearing, ruthless, and vicious king who did not want them to have arms to fight back, to protect their land, to protect what's theirs, to protect their families. And you'd think Danny Glover didn't even go to, what, fourth grade? Maybe even the fifth grade? Did he not study the American Revolution? Did he miss that entirely? Oh, hell, did he miss the sixth grade? How about high school? Did he miss all of that? Or is he just flat out just denying history ever took place and just wants to start some rhetoric to make people feel guilty about their whiteness, saying that, you know, this gun control thing, the only reason why y'all got that Second Amendment is because y'all didn't want no slaves uprising. Y'all didn't want to have to fight the Indians. Y'all want to protect yourselves from people who didn't have guns so you could overpower them. That's exactly what it is that this man is saying. He's saying that the reason why the Second Amendment was put in so that settlers can overpower those who had been stolen from their country and their land was stolen. And it baffles me that this, he's a leftist progressive, and I know that that's who Danny Glover is, so I'm not surprised. But to flat out lie at a university, tell that garbage to a bunch of school kids. Well, hopefully, no, don't do that. But, you know, do that at an NAACP or an Urban League meeting. You know you're not going to get away with it at a university like Texas A&M. I mean, you're in one of the most conservative states ever, and you're actually going to think that no one's going to double – I mean, you don't have to double-check that, for crying out loud. You don't have to double-check it. You'd be a fool to have to fact-check it. You just look at him like he's stupid. Please don't come out with another movie, Danny Glover. Please stay out of Hollywood. Please. I don't want to see you in Shooter 2. Well, you're dead in Shooter, aren't you? They killed you in Shooter. So you're not coming back in that. I don't want to see you in any movies with Dennis Quaid. Please don't do that anymore. I don't want you playing old coaches. What was the name of that movie? Angels in the Outfield. I want to see you in stuff like that, doing films with Tony Danza. I'm going way back on you, folks. Going way back on you. Danny Glover, Angels in the Outfield. Anybody remember that? That was with, do you remember that, Sir Art?
Yeah.
Do you remember the kid?
Yeah.
Who did that kid, you know who that kid is, right? From Angels in the Outfield. You know who he grew up to be?
Who?
Gordon Levitt. The kid that's in that movie, Looper. With Bruce Willis?
No.
He just hosted Saturday Night Live a couple of weeks ago. He took off his shirt and started dancing. He was doing some stripper thing. He also did the most interesting man in the world, Son. We just watched the guy. Gosh, she is... I'm not trying to rag, sweetheart. She's just not good at remembering actors and actresses. Just names in general. I have to pop up... As soon as I mention somebody, I have to go on the internet and pop up a picture, and then she remembers who they are. Just not good.
I'm right-brained.
You mean right-brained? Okay. You said brained it. Like liked it and looked it?
Yeah. I liked it because I was...
Stop, please don't do that to me. You liked it.
I really enjoyed it. And all that.
Absolutely awful.
I liked it.
Stop it. You what say you liked it? The what?
The scripts.
The scripts. From down the street. It's just god awful.
Shout out to Ray Lewis and the Baltimore Raiders. That's how they talk in Baltimore.
Is that how they talk in Baltimore? I thought they just talk like that in the ghetto.
Well, no, they call it Scripps and Screet.
Scripps and Screet.
In Merlin.
That's why they call you Murray, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
Urbody.
No, Uri.
Uri? Urybody.
Uribody.
Hey, JC, get on the line. Are you there?
Celicaphones?
Hey, JC, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, listen. Look, we are going off the air for a month after Friday's show.
Okay.
We are leaving Blog Talk Radio. We're going to take the month off, and we are going to start developing WAC FM. Now, everything so far is up and running. The test runs have been great. But we've got to do some imaging for the station. We also have to get our little logo set up, and then, you know, then we'll go further. So I want you to start some imaging for WAC FM. You got to do that. Also, you know, my weekday show, my midday show on Pooch FM, that's already airing. You know that.
No,
I'm promoting. I'm letting the audience know what's going on. We're just doing it in conversation form. It's a radio technique you're not familiar with, my dear. You know, let the pros do what they do. You mind?
Yeah, okay.
Holler back. Holler back, sis. Yeah, all right, you know I got your back. Anyway, so are you down for that, man? Or, I mean, can do you think you can get some stuff done?
Of course. Well, I mean, yeah.
Okay. All right, so I need you to go to Audio Realm. I have the breakdown of what the logo the schematics are. I guess the size of the GIF. We can't use a flash file or whatever that's called.
No one ever use flash.
Say again.
They will not allow us to use flash.
Yeah, we can't use that. We have to use just a regular photo.
Okay.
So all I want you to do is just have it say WAC FM, the official home of Reese on the Radio. Keep it very simple, but make sure that we can see a logo. That's pretty much it. Just something that we can use universally. And if you want to, what I would say is the logo that you already have with Reese on the Radio with the Blog Talk logo on it,
mm-hmm.
I would say just enhance that with the WAC FM logo. It'll still say Reese on the Radio. On WAC FM, or you can put the WAC FM logo on top, and you can put a link on that on how to get to WAC FM and all the other stuff. Hello? I seem to have lost him.
Well, he lost himself.
This is the problem, folks, that I'm having with Blog Talk Radio.
No, it's not Blog Talk Radio. It's
JD. No. I got another update on Blog Talk Radio. Immediately when I put up the system on a computer, they're having technical problems again.
Right.
Yeah, right off the bat. So anyway, we'll do that. So start looking it up. If you can get me some stuff this week, if you got some spare time, just give me some sketches of what it is that you have. You're good at that stuff. You can do that stuff in minutes. Just let me see what it is that you got, and then, you know, we'll move on from there. Don't forget, Mary wants it red, white, and blue. But show me some other colors. Okay?
I'm thinking pink and black.
What's that?
Pink and black.
No, stay off the pink, dude. I don't do pink. I do pink for nobody. I'm not even trying to hear that. If I had a daughter, she couldn't wear pink around me. I don't even want to see that color. Just okay. Pepto-Bismol, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, we'll be back. We got more to talk about. We've got, you know, Danny Glover's just enough for me. Got to get into Phil Mickelson, pro golfer, second highest paid golfer, apologizing for something that's absolutely stupid and makes no sense. We'll be back. It's Reese on the Radio. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Reese on the Radio right here on blogtalkradio.com. Wow.
I got love for the game. That's why I'm rhyming, always saying a boo. Never lying to the people, always telling the truth. I feel the bass in my chest and give power to songs. Girl ripping when I'm home, about the hours I'm gone. I can't help it. The studio with Paul Piet. Tried to walk away from it, but it caught me back. Forgive my pride. Bitch, I even quit my job for the one that I love to work. Music. Recognized I'm an artist and spilling my game. Pour my
heart on the track and have you feeling my pain. Seen a lot of hard times on the way to success. When I'm mad, writing a rhyme is my way to express. Laid back and fall deep in the verse. If I was out in the street, yeah, I'd probably lay sleep in the hearse. There's nothing like when you on the mic tearing the track. Then you come from out the booth and start handing back. Everybody there love the sound. That's why they give you hugs and pounds. Now you know you was spitting it. You got the whole run vibing the same. You ain't doing this for watches and chains. You got love for the game. Game. For the game, only dealing dollars and change. Switch places for big faces, one in the same with snares and kicks. Prepared to mix in the booth till I'm dead. No roof on my head, even tools in the shed. Got a place to stay, but a place to lay. That's what I deal with on a day to day. Phone off, heat off, room sharks, spaghetti, no meatballs. Least y'all can eat, y'all. Feel my pain on a cloudy day, feel my rain. No food, no drink, just hunger pains. Thinking that day, who this chrome gonna kill? Smiling a women's face for a home cooked meal. Right now, I hate my life. I love the way I write. For real, I think I seen my death. Think I like bum and cheese from Jeff. Pockets on my jeans on E and they seams on F. I'm a hard worker, all nighter. Ass cat, C sack, songwriter. Worldwide, Don P, raw rider. Feel my blood and tears, but the love for the drug got me loved and revered. From the thugs and years to the game, yo.
Remember when I walked away and you were still in the game? I'm tired, I'm still feeling the flame. Plus you never forgot every other verse spilling my name.
I'm dealing with dames, the will they range, chilling they brain with game. If not, cousin, I'll be still on the train. Like you said, we ain't willing to change. I'm feeling you, man. Yamsey, family, and we
stick together. Shows overseas, spit together. No doubt for the love of the game. We gon' keep staying the same. When you not around, land your day. Getting paper from a plan of lane. Keep heat for any hater wanna test the rap. And even more on the whack who sat Jeff is
right. I tested that. Still walk with vests on back. Same ghetto, same whip, still stressed on back. Just wanna back y'all, nothing less than that. Just want some cash calls and them records with black. It's just a game, yo. But whether or not, I still got love for hip hop. Hip hop, it's the game.
Both tracks that I played earlier just there were all produced by DJs Jazzy Jeff. DJ Jazzy Jeff of the Fresh Prince era. You remember Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff? Jazzy Jeff had an album, a couple of albums that came out, and he had all of these guest appearances. If you know DJ Jazzy Jeff's work, you know that DJ Jazzy Jeff likes to use a lot of old, I want to say jazz sort of melodies in the background. You'll notice that little tune in the back. He plays a lot of very smooth instrumentals. Of course, you remember the track he used for Summertime, which was a huge hit for Will Smith. That was a great song for them. And that song came out, I think that song was played every summer, heavy rotation. They even still play it now. But when it first came out, I think for a good 5-6 years, that track was played every summer. Yeah, I love that style too. Sal's actually messaging me now about that. I love any time you can mix some smooth jazz with a nice hip-hop beat, very, very, like, even if the lyrics are kind of hard, but as long as you can deliver them in a very, very smooth way, and it's lyrical. I love that. I'm a big fan of Jazzy Jeff. And the song before that is DJ Jazzy Jeff with another group called Slum Village, which is another one of my favorite groups. That's the song, Are You Ready? It's got the heavy bass. Boom, boom, boom. great stuff by DJ Jazzy Jeff. Great producer. And if you get a chance online, just go on YouTube and look up Jazzy Jeff Live Scratching. This infamous one with DJ Jazzy Jeff and DJ AM. I'm certain it's DJ AM. Who I believe DJ just did DJ AM just pass? Wasn't that the DJ who just passed away, DJ AM, in a plane crash with Travis Barker? Right? Okay. DJ AM. Look up that. Yeah, Travis Barker, he got out of it, I know. But he was the one who died in that plane crash. But check it out. It's DJ AM and DJ Jazzy Jeff, and they're sort of like having a DJ off. And you got to see what DJ Jazzy Jeff does on this video. You have got, trust me, you may think DJing is the corniest thing in the world. It's just a guy scratching a record. Listen to what he does to that record. He turns, the guy is Yo-Yo Ma on a record player. He is Yo-Yo Ma. Now, I'm not kidding. You have to watch it to believe it. It's absolutely unheard of. So check that out. And Sal, thank you, man, for appreciating the music. I always love it when you guys appreciate what it is that I play. That I know I feel a little better about myself. I think I have good taste in music, and when you guys enjoy it, it just solidifies that for me. Trust me, I'm very, very humble about that. Okay, yes, the House of Blues gig. Checking it now. Sally D, man, always on point. I love it. Anyway, we'll take a break. We will be back for the top of the hour when we return. Stick around. I'm actually trying to find anybody know where I can find this instrumental? Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine. You'll probably recognize where this is from. We'll be back at Three Center Radio. Yo!
About to hear can be devastating to your ear.
I love it.
You're listening to Reese on the Radio right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Our hatred is nothing more than an internal defense mechanism that nature has blessed us with. Hatred is not something to shy away from, to dread, or to avoid. Hatred is our friend. Embrace it. You teach young people that hate is good.
Hate's not good. It's just necessary.
Our hatred is nothing more than an internal defense mechanism that nature has blessed us with. Hatred is not something to shy away from, to dread, or to avoid. Hatred is our friend. Embrace it. You teach young people that hate is good.
Hate's not good. It's just necessary.
Don't let the liberal media tell you how to think and feel. If you have hate in your heart, let it out. Open up your heart and let that hate out. Hate it
out. Reese on the Radio. We are back. We are live. Top of the hour right here on blogtalkradio.com. It is 1 minute after the hour on this January the 22nd, 2013. We have got to begin the show by ripping into Phil Mickelson. Now, folks, let me tell you something. Sweetheart, I'll tell you in a minute, I promise. I like him too, until today.
Oh, Lord. Don't
ruin my golf. I was just talking about it. On the midday show, it's exactly what I said about you. I said the one thing I love about my wife, and as far as a slew of others, but the one thing that I truly love about her is when I found out that she loved golf. I love playing golf. I love watching golf. Most people think it's boring. And to have a wife who loves golf, I'm freaking excited. And Phil Mickelson, somebody I have to admit, he's at least on my top three list of favorite golfers. There's Ernie Els. There's Rory McIlroy. I know he just got in, but that means somebody had to get pushed off. And trust me, it wasn't Tiger Woods. I don't care about him. Overrated. Anyway, back to my point. Phil Mickelson was on that list.
Tom Kite.
Nah, he's all right. I was even going to go with that guy from Fiji. What's his name?
Okay, well,
Vingray. Vingray.
What? Oh, no. But who's the kid?
Rory McIlroy.
Rory
McIlroy. Yeah, that's the kid.
The teenager.
Yeah, the kid who's in the new Nike commercial with Tiger Woods. Let me get to my point. So according
Tom Kite.
Let me get to the goddamn point, JC. Hold on. It's important. No, he's there. Okay. So according to an interview that Phil Mickelson did, he was asked about living in California. And Jerry Brown, the governor, is now raising taxes on California citizens and, of course, those who make the most money. Phil Mickelson is the second highest paid golfer in the world. And in that conversation, Phil Mickelson said, listen, I'm going to have to start thinking about some things because my taxes, state and federal, are going to be pretty much shot up to 62% of what he makes. So in essence, he's only keeping 38% of what it is that he earns. So he said he may have to think about some things, either retiring from golf altogether or moving out of the state or both. Because, you know, look, he kind of thinks that it's preposterous. The state is in $7 billion of debt. And Jerry Brown wants to, of course, charge that to the people who earn the most money. Now, Rick Perry in Texas is telling anybody in California, listen, whatever you want, come here. We don't have a state tax. There's no state income tax in Texas. Come here. Whatever you want to do. You got a business you can't run in California anymore? Come to Texas. Everybody's running. People are moving out of California by the buckload. So Phil Mickelson says that. So apparently some college professor wrote some column ripping Phil Mickelson for wanting to keep more of his own money. And the Twitterverse got after him. So why is Phil Mickelson getting my ire today? Take a wild guess. Come on. Of course he freaking apologized. Like a pussy. Pardon. Sorry about that. Like a pussy. He caved like a vagina. That punk bitch caved. And now he says, I apologize for bringing this up.
I apologize for bringing this up.
I apologize. Hold on. I apologize for talking about something like taxes without having all of the information. I remember this from verbatim. For talking about policies without having all of the information, and for anyone that I upset. Who did you upset about talking about your own freaking money? There are people, and who do you think you upset?
The bums.
You upset the bums. You upset the freeloading bums and the Mexicanos in your goddamn state. That's who you offended.
Who he offended was the government in his state.
F them.
All you rich people making money in here.
Pack up.
Pack your shit up. We're going to Texas.
That's right. Pack up. Because here's what's going
to
have to happen.
To the government, their government and local and city government or whatever, and the state government probably got on him.
It's at 62%, and we haven't even figured. I mean, we're assuming it's 62%, but I don't even know what his Social Security tax is, whatever it is. They're hammering this guy. And for him talking about his own well-being, this guy's got a mother and a wife who just got diagnosed with cancer about a year or two ago. Did you hear about that? This guy's got Phil Mickelson, he's got a wife and a mother who are both diagnosed with cancer almost simultaneously. Okay? I'm sure the guy's got medical bills. I'm sure he's got kids. He wants to send off to college. And I'm sure he wants to leave them some money, some sort of inheritance. To take 60% of the son of a bitch's money? And you caved? You punked out? I'm flabbergasted. I'm stunned. And I don't know if it's the liberal media or liberals in general, but a bunch of freeloaders. came at you, screamed on you.
Because
he's a punk.
That makes me not respect him.
I can't respect him. How am I supposed to respect him? I can't respect him one bit. I mean, in essence, this guy chose the spectators over his own well-being and his family's well-being. I mean, to look good to what? If I was your son, I would look at you and go, Dad, what are you, stupid? They're not taking all of your money. Do you know what they're going to cost? If you die, Dad. We know he's going to move. He's going to do it quietly. But imagine if I was his son, I would say, Dad, when you die, you know they're going to charge me an inheritance fee to get your money in California? Do you know that? That's what they're going to do. Dad, we got to get the hell out of here. I mean, I know I like my friends. They're great and whatnot. But you know what? I got Facebook, Dad.
Everywhere.
What's that?
Isn't that inheritance fee everywhere?
No. You should see what it's like in New York. The inheritance fee, the Steinbrenners, what they had to give up when Steinbrenner died?
Oh, yeah.
Woo! That was ridiculous. But the bottom line is, it's 62%. And here's the scary part about all this. The most frightening part about everyone, this whole scenario. The rich people are going to move out of California. I don't give a crap who it is. They're all going to move out. They'll have an apartment in California. They'll get paid out of state. But what do you think is going to happen in California when all the rich people move out, when their businesses and all of them move out because they can't afford the tax rate?
They're going to collapse.
No, they're not going to collapse. Oh, no. No. Then everything will correct itself because then Jerry Brown has to start taxing the poor and middle class more. So who's going to get it in the end? Yeah, you want rich people to pay their fair share? Sure, you'll ostracize them for leaving you high and dry. But all of you, you know, you want to be a sanctuary state for people who take two of their $4 back to their home country? Hey, that's what you want to be, California. You reap what you sow, you son of a bitch. And I pray to God I hope the whole state falls off into the Pacific and floats out and maybe becomes a separate island like San Francisco.
I was just going to say,
because
give California
like Hawaii,
to Mexico.
Like Hawaii.
Give California to Mexico.
Give it to Mexico. I agree wholeheartedly. Give it up to Mexico. Give it to Mexico. You guys don't want it. You guys don't want to be a part of the union anymore. Give it back to Mexico.
California in Spanish means we go back.
just get it out of there. Have that thing float off. It could be in its own floating state like Hawaii. Move that son of a bitch close to Alcatraz. Because that's what this place is. To hell with you people. It's disgusting. I'm embarrassed by Phil Mickelson for doing this. Embarrassed. I think Sally D was laughing when I said you caved like a vagina. That was pretty funny. Oh, I'm just embarrassed by him. You should be slapped, Phil. He's going to give a press conference tomorrow. Big deal tomorrow, guys. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be speaking to Congress tomorrow. She'll finally have that famous Benghazi hearing that has been delayed since September of last year. We'll finally get some answers on that. I can't wait to hear what happens tomorrow. I'm sure that'll start sometime at 11 o'clock. We'll hear some news roughly about noon. We will get into that. I can't wait to get into that. Let's go to Sally D, who's on the line with us. Hey, Sal, how are you?
Hey, Reese, how are you? I just want to congratulate you on the new gig. I hope it turns out to be everything you hope it will be.
Oh, man, it was great today, man. And it's funny because I didn't know the listenership was that high over there, but it was pretty big. And it was better than I anticipated. And Pooch sent me a couple of emails today. He said that the response was incredible because I was getting a little raw, especially when I was talking about Roe v. Wade. I got really
raw. It's mostly
raw.
Talk and music. It's not all music.
Yeah, it's just talk and music. And what's good about it, here's the best part. Just so you can know, I've set this up perfectly, and Pooch has helped me out do this. If you don't want to listen to the music, the talk breaks on the show air at every 15. So top of the hour is about a minute and a half. Wait until the 15 minutes after the hour. I'll be back on then. And then the 30, and then the 45, and we do it all over again. The only time I'm on twice is at the 45 and the 55 to end the show at 3:45 and 3:55. So when you listen to the show, you can listen on the quarter hours, and that's when you can listen if you don't want to listen to the music.
Fantastic. So I don't mean to derail the show, but I got to just, you know, with everything going on right now in this whole the inauguration, I think – I didn't watch it, obviously, but, you know, you see the highlights and you read about it. First of all, I think I'm pretty convinced I'm done with the Republican Party. I'm done.
Really?
Either we get a party, we either get a third party that can stand on its own, but I do not think I will support a Republican candidate again, because you look at what's happening to the Republicans right now, and there's no coming back from this, because they've been painted a certain way. And it doesn't have to be real, again, because you got these morons out there that aren't listening and aren't paying attention. But you listen to comedy shows, and they're making Republican jokes. You listen to the media, they're making Republican comments. Republicans can't survive as currently constituted. They will never win another election as currently constituted. So I can't back something that has no – I don't believe in some of the crap they're doing anyway. But when you look at this, the stuff that's going on right now with this inauguration and how wonderful everything is, it's really over unless we do come up with a third party.
You believe this that country, libertarians might be the way to go, Sal?
No, I don't think it's going to be a libertarian. That's what I'm saying. I think, you know, a guy like Rand Paul, who's a Republican right now, I think is a perfect guy for something like this, where you take the fiscal conservatism into this party, you leave some of the social conservatism back. I know that doesn't sit well with social conservatives, but if you want to win an election and you want to turn this country around, you got to let it go, because that's what the Achilles heel of the current party is, and it will always be.
I'm fearful of that anarchy, Sal. I get where you're going. It's like sometimes – I'll give you a great analogy, if you will, and you tell me if I'm spot on with this. It's like that old TV show sort of gimmick that they used to use when they tell you how to rear your kids. You just found out that your teenage son is smoking, so you make him sit there and smoke the whole pack in front of you without stopping. Do you think you sort of have to do that to the country? Just let it. Let it fester. Let them stew in the riches of liberalism. Let it watch it all fall apart and go, you know, completely to crap. And then they'll finally wake up from, you know, from the mire it is and just kind of go, oh, we don't know what we're doing.
I really don't think that will happen, because the issues that people vote against are the emotional issues. The war on women, pro-life, okay? The gay agenda, the gay marriage. Young people do not and will not vote for a socially conservative ticket. That, I'm telling you, it's just never going to happen again. The balance, the breakdown of the country right now, it's never going back to the days where a social and fiscal conservative can win. I strongly believe this. I think conservatives are lying to themselves if they believe, and I hear them out there, they feel that exactly what you just said, that give it some time, people will realize how bad it is, and they'll come running home. No, it's not true, because no matter how bad it gets, as soon as they look at the social issues, they're going to say, this isn't my party. So, you know, none of this goes away, this madness that you're watching goes away unless Republicans, I can't say Republicans, conservatives willing to look at a brand new look, and I don't think that works, because it's still going to be branded. It's got to be a new party, and I really believe if you had that party with a younger guy like a Rand Paul, Rand Paul, I realize there's some things about him that people might have an issue with, but when you look, who is the face of conservatism going forward?
It's got to be Marco Rubio, man. It's got to be Marco Rubio.
Right? And it remains to be seen whether or not he's going to, you know, in 3 or 4 years, whether he's going to have.
He's going to run, man. He's going to run. He's going to run. Marco Rubio's going to run. Trust me, he's going to run.
The conservatives need to stick to the, you know, the socially conservative platforms as well.
Do I believe that Marco Rubio can stick to conservative? Here's the best thing that Marco Rubio is doing right now. Marco Rubio's got one thing to stand on right now that is going to help him in 2016. He's the only Republican, and probably the only only person who has drafted legislation and is drafting legislation to get immigration reform. He's the only person doing it. He's the only person doing it. He actually has a plan. He's actually, if you go to foxnews.com and go on the O'Reilly Factor and watch the show from last week where Marco Rubio was on, I think it was at the beginning of the week, either Monday or Tuesday of last week, listen to what he tells Bill O'Reilly about immigration reform. Listen to the plan that he says. Bill O'Reilly couldn't help but say, I really like that plan. He loved it. I loved it. It's that good. And if Marco Rubio, with that storyline, with that whole, with the inertia of what it is that he's trying to do with immigration reform and the fact that the President of the United States won't even take his phone call on it, he can use that against anybody. When they were asking for immigration reform, Marco Rubio was drafting it.
Well,
okay, Marco Rubio drafted it. Marco Rubio tried to get into the president's hands, but he was ignored. When everybody was talking about there needs to be immigration reform and the Republicans needed to get into the hearts and minds of Latinos and Mexicans and any other immigrant that was coming into this country, Marco Rubio was doing it. He'll have that alone to stand on. And again, hold on, JC, just let me finish. And that 72% that everybody can't stop clamoring about that went to Barack Obama, I promise you, there will be a seismic shift of Republicans who will look at Marco Rubio and they won't even pay attention to the fact that he's conservative. They will look at him and they will say, that is a Latino and I want to vote for him. That's exactly what they're going to say.
The thing is, he's going to have to be ready, willing, and able at every opportunity to be as charismatic as he can as Obama's policies begin to falter and fall. I mean, that's one of the major, major problems with the Republican Party now. There is no charisma behind it. It has an old, old, ugly, nasty face.
There cannot
of dirty, wait. Old, evil men.
But, JC, there cannot be any forward push for conservatism in this country when every media outlet, with the exception of two networks, okay, are conservative. I mean, Fox News and Fox Business. That's it. They've got one conservative newspaper out there that's national, and that newspaper is the Wall Street Journal. Thankfully, the number one red newspaper in the country, because the New York Times has dropped off the S&P 500 for the first time ever in 2010.
Wow.
But
well,
that's as good as you got. So conservatism
Whatever piece of momentum that the party can pull in terms of even the liberal media, every chance that they get on it, they're going to have to sparkle like fresh new diamonds. Because, I mean, that's really the problem. And it's not that they're not identifying. I mean, that and the fact that they're not identifying either. I mean, they're really out there. They're not
They're conservatives in order for them to get any positive press is that they're going to have to start beating up on the media. And when I say that, a la Newt Gingrich in South Carolina during the primaries. You guys remember that, right?
When yeah, he ripped but how into long John did that last, King. Though?
When he ripped into John King and he embarrassed John King in front of the national media. That's what's got to take place with a savvy conservative. They've got to call liberals and liberal reporters and liberal news media on. They got to drag them onto the carpet and let everybody expose them for who it is that they are. Newt Gingrich does it well. He continues to do it.
And
every time
country,
he's put them on CBS, he rips them apart on CBS.
And in this country, it's all about cosmetics.
People that are voting are not watching CBS. You know, the bottom line, there's only one man who can win, as a Republican, in my opinion, in the next election, and that was my man before he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar, and that's Herman Cain. He runs again. He comes clean. He apologizes. He says that, absolutely, I made personal mistakes, but I'm the man to right the ship. And I'll tell you why.
I'm with you on that one. I'm with you on that one.
He will carry the black vote.
They can't.
Okay?
You know what? It's double jeopardy at this point for Herman Cain. They can't come back at him and beat him up for the same thing twice.
Oh, exactly. That's my point. And so he was a strong candidate before that thing came out, okay? He will carry the black vote.
And he was charismatic.
And he, exactly. Herman Cain can reach the average person. Even though he has a business background, he can say it to the common man. He's the man. He's the only guy, because to me, Rubio isn't the guy. I like him. He's smooth. Maybe he's a VP. He's not old enough to win. He's not. He's Cuban. He's not Puerto Rican. And I don't think he carries the Latinos the way you think he will. And just doesn't have enough of a track record. I honestly believe that you need someone who's really a star. And that's Herman Cain. If he runs, they have a shot.
And not only that, Reese, not only that, you know the black community better than anybody. We claim Obama now, but you let somebody three shades darker come through there, we will drop Obama like we dropped Clinton.
You're right about that. You are right about that. You are right about that.
We've done it before. Listen, our celebrities marched around for years calling Clinton the closest thing we ever got to a black president. Soon as they heard the name Barack Obama, you would swear that Clinton ran around the old South with under hoods.
You're probably right.
See. I think
probably
that's the
way
right. I'm putting Herman Cain's up for the run, and he's up for the scrutiny, because I look out there and it's bleak. I don't see, the big blowhard there from New Jersey. He's a failure. He's never going to win anything. Rubio's a little young. Herman Cain's the guy. I just don't see anybody else out there that can pull it all together.
I have
That was kind of my pick.
I have my theories about Chris Christie. I really do. I think I have my theories about Chris Christie. If I haven't expressed them before, I honestly believe he's pulling a bait and switch. I really do. Maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe I'm going out on the deep end. But I really believe he's literally dragging. That's why he's always on MSNBC. I think he's pulling a bait and switch. I really believe he is.
Appear a centrist and then run and get the votes?
Exactly.
Of course.
Exactly. I think it's a bait and switch. Call me wrong. Call me. Remember, this guy, very calculated, man. Very calculated. The momentum of Barack Obama did not stop Chris Christie. And Chris Christie went on a tirade ripping Barack Obama in New Jersey, a blue state, and won.
I got to say, though, I mean, and at the risk of being, this may come back at me, but the bottom line is, when's the last time you had an obese president?
Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't win in this culture. Okay, that's, and I hate it. It's shallow to say it, but I'm telling you right now, that's
you don't
not
think,
how I
you
feel.
Don't,
I don't.
Women vote for him.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier, Sal. It's like, it's going to take someone young and beautiful.
Dynamic,
We live in such a cosmetic, loving
right.
climate.
That's why when you look at Cain, he brings it all. He's got the business background. Okay, he could debate really well. I mean, he did very well in the debates. He will carry the black vote. And you know what? He could easily come off as a new man who's repentant, who knows, we had, and a lot of people are going to say, geez, I would have, if this is me, I would have voted for him had he stayed in.
I will tell you right off the bat, I loved Herman Cain. Loved him.
And, people are human beings, we make mistakes. If he comes back and he's, he just says it flat out, I made mistakes, I was in the middle of a race, I just felt that I couldn't come out at the time, I wanted to improve the country, blah, 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 say all the right things, he will win. And then maybe if you pick a guy like Rubio as a veep, now you get a ticket that's really attractive.
Ooh, yeah,
but,
that would be explosive. That would be explosive. Man.
The thing is, my only issue with Herman Cain is the fact that he did drop out because, I mean, especially the African-American community, they forgave Clinton and he did it while he was in the White House. Yet Herman Cain's gonna give up before he can even get a chance to head to the door.
Support it though. There was no evidence to support it. That's why I think he got railroaded. That's the part that I think was the worst thing that happened.
I mean, that's the thing is that he showed weakness by pulling out.
Right on the head.
No, I think at that point he was pressured by the Republicans to do so because he was not ahead in the numbers anyway.
Right.
And they weren't going to back him.
Right.
And
they'll
do that to you too.
Or put harm to the party, you know, maybe back out this time, let the guy go who's ahead anyway. And I think it would have been a sideshow, and I think he did the right thing, actually. If he was ahead, would have agreed.
And the party, they won't back you either. I'll tell you, when we ran for Congress here in Connecticut under the Backlund Party, we only had one Republican come out for us in the entire state, and that was the mayor of Waterbury, who ended up getting locked up for getting caught with like 7-year-old prostitute and 4-year-old and the mother, and the mother was prostitute and selling the little girls to the mayor.
Oh, you gotta send me that story. Are you kidding me? Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of, and I know we're getting ready to go to a break or whatever we're about to do. I got off the phone this morning with, I don't know whether you guys don't watch wrestling, but last night it was announced the number 2 inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame class of 2013, Robert Backlund.
Really? Bob Backlund's coming back?
No, he's going into the Hall of Fame.
So he'll be there at the ceremony then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's being inducted.
Oh, that's great.
We talked about it all morning long trying to figure out who it is to induct him.
Really?
So I kind of got a little bit of hand in that one. And
okay.
We'll talk about it when we get back from the break.
Okay. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get back. Thanks again, Sally, as always, man.
Bye-bye.
All right, man.
Stick around, Sal.
We'll be back, folks, like... Streets on the Radio. We'll be back shortly right here on blogtalkradio.com. And, of course, the button doesn't work.
Take it all, take it in. Take up all the thoughts of what we've been. Take a look, hesitate. Take a picture you could never recreate. Write a song.
Reese on the radio, we're just experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll be back shortly. Stick around. I promise you we'll be back. Just having some problems.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Reese on the radio right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Wow, we're in stereo.
Seems like material love. We need
to look up to the heavens for imperial. Trust me, it's kinda hard when you rhyme sometimes. Everybody wants to scrutinize, redefine who you are, but every person is a star. So let your light shine far.
Heaven only knows, only knows that I don't understand.
Don't understand now.
Won't you tell me, tell me, please,
what's the master plan?
I wanna know the plan.
Spent so many days.
So, my sister Sage and my girl Graf,
you know,
and I, Shadow Thorn and S Love, and I Dell, and the Figure Four, the Rascals, and a Cardinal, and my mom and dad, my brother A, and my brother J, and the whole world, the C Dot, the Van City, the whole world, you get love, yo.
Reason on the Radio, we're back right here on blogtalkradio.com. Last week, folks, on blogtalkradio.com, just to let you know, we got the midday show going now, Reason on the Radio on Pooch FM. Again, as we told you, you can tune in at TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com. You can listen on your phone. Just download the app. You can also... what else can you do? I'm sorry, I'm playing with beads in my hand. Sorry for that noise. let me see. You can also log on to poochfm.com, of course, to check out the midday show. What else? Whack FM in a month. We're going to be off the air for a month. I may have to go to New York, if you can believe that, on February 1st, the beginning of Black History Month. You know, I think usually when I do this whole Black History Month thing, you know, on the midday show, I will do the Black History Month thing. I used to do a thing on Black History Month that was pretty funny. I don't think I'm going to do that this time around. I think what I'm going to do this time around, I'm going to do something probably more inspirational. I'm not going to do what other people do. It's like, oh, there's a mother, African-Americans, you know nothing about. Nah, I'm not going to do that either. I think I'm going to do Black History Month and how Black history was influenced and a part of conservatism and the roots of conservatism in the Black community. I think it's important to do that. Because I don't think that that's being done. So if we do that, I want to start playing some audio where people can hear the truth about Blacks and conservatism back before pretty much African Americans gave up and decided to vote Democrat out of fear for their lives. And I think I can have some fun with it. Start showing people the truth about their conservative roots and how fear played a huge part in changing their views. And that's I think that's something a lot of people need to hear. Why don't I do this? I was looking for something on YouTube, and I forgot a key part in here. I posted this on Facebook. If you haven't seen it yet, please check it out, and please share it with your friends. A left-leaning group called the Center for Reproductive Rights have put out an ad to celebrate the 40 years of Roe v. Wade. Today is the 40th anniversary of that controversial Supreme Court case and that ruling to make abortion legal in this country. So this group, the Center for Reproductive Rights, they grabbed, I think he's the only black male actor in this TV show. His name is Makad Brooks. He's on USA Network's Necessary Roughness, and he's on HBO's True Blood. You might be familiar with him. I understand that a lot of girls swooned over him. But he's dressed in a suit, and he's in front of a fireplace, sitting down, talking about Roe v. Wade. And in some sort of way, I don't know if this can be considered sick and twisted, disgusting, perverted. I don't even know. But I'll let you listen for yourself. He's speaking metaphorically as if Roe v. Wade is his woman that he's been dating for 40 years or been involved in for 40 years. Here's the audio.
Oh, hey, babe. Did you think I forgot? I didn't forget. How could I ever forget our anniversary? All these years, so many people said we'd never make it. They've been trying to tear us apart, take you away, put limits on you, on me, on us. But every time we've proven ourselves stronger, an anniversary like this is not something that you forget. No, 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 baby. It is something that you fight for. And that's exactly what I'm going to do, baby. Fight. A few of us. Well, actually, a couple hundred thousand of us have chipped in to get you something mighty special, baby. And we're going to be standing right by your side today, tomorrow, and the years to come. Because that is how much you mean to me, baby. To us. To all of us. So with that, happy anniversary, baby. Looking good for 40.
So that's what it was. Happy anniversary, Roe v. Wade. Kind of sick, huh? Sick and demented. You can check it out on my Facebook page. Share it to all of your friends. I'm trying to get this thing all over the place. You should be flat out disgusted. I see even Hannity's got it on his show now. They're talking about it. It's the scariest thing. Hey, you know what? Pardon me. Guys, I have to get off the subject for a second. It looks pretty good. I like it, too. I really like it. I really, really like it. Mary just did her hair. Can I say?
Yeah.
Mary just colored her hair.
Which I don't
really. Yeah, she doesn't ever do. And, you know, and it wasn't for the obvious reason. You know, she wasn't trying to get rid of some grays. Although she had them. She wasn't trying to just get rid of.
Yeah, that was what I was doing.
I was trying to blow it up.
Gray, they're white.
Yeah, they're white. Yeah, they are white. But she just colored it. What was the color you used, Rick? You had to go check in the trash? What's the color?
True Auburn.
I love that. Auburn's one of my favorite colors. Ooh, that does look good. Anyway, so the Roe v. You're welcome, Rick. The Roe v. Wade piece that they're playing, this commercial that they're putting up there. Again, the actor from Necessary Roughness, I should say, in HBO's True Blood, and they put a special video, they say, has prepared a special video just for you. To learn more, to sign the Bill of Reproduction Rights, visit drawtheline.org. Let me see. Some of the comments here on this video. Disgusting video and unbelievably poor taste. At least they're honest. Abortion is just another form of contraception, allowing men. Okay. JC was sending me a message. I'm sorry. Abortion is just a form of contraception, allowing men to use women for sex, and both men and women to be irresponsible. I know. I pressured a girlfriend to have an abortion about 25 years ago, all because of my selfish irresponsibility. Wow. There's this guy, Al, who wrote that. Another person said, this guy is an idiot, killing preborn human children, nothing to celebrate. The people who produce this are ignorant. And it is. It was. I mean, this is an ignorant video. And to celebrate killing children and for them not to recognize that and then, you know, mock it in such a way is disrespectful. And I love it. You know, Sal, in part, might be right. Sometimes you have to let the insane run the asylum for a little bit. It might turn out to be the Lord of the Flies. You know, it could be anything, for crying out loud. But, you know, we may have to let the lunatics run Arkham. For the
second coming.
It may be. Yeah, the second coming, as Newsweek put it. And for those of you who don't know what I mean by Arkham, that's a Batman reference. It's I don't know. It's sad. It's ridiculous. But they should be ashamed of themselves. They should really, really be ashamed of themselves. Also, I don't know if you've been watching the mainstream media. They're talking about Beyonce and this lip-syncing thing. Everyone's talking about its confusion now. They don't know whether or not she lip-synced or whether or not she didn't. Everybody caught it. Bitch, you faked everybody, but you faked nobody but yourself. We all know you faked it. Kelly Clarkson looks like a hero. You look like a zero. Well, you're right about that. I think that marriage to Jay-Z helped. Congratulations to Benjamin Netanyahu. I believe that he's about to win those elections in Israel. I'm a big fan of his, man. He's that's a tough cookie right there, Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm really, really rooting for him. What else is going on? There's not a lot. Everybody's talking about this whole video with Michelle Obama rolling her eyes at Boehner. What else is new? What else is new?
That's what the Antichrist does when they get mad.
Yeah.
Her head didn't
Mary said, that's what the Antichrist does when they're mad. You're lucky that her head didn't start spinning when she did. Yeah, look, it's not so much about the angry black woman. She's just annoyed.
She's just an angry bitch.
Yeah, she's just annoyed. That's her issue. She's annoyed. And everything. Everything is an annoyance to her. She's just put out. That's Michelle Obama's ideology. That's who she is as a person. She's just put out. Do we have to do this? Oprah's here again. Why does that bitch keep coming here?
Why do we have to walk out in the cold in front of
yes.
those common folks?
Exactly. 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 Why do we have to? Barbara Walters is on the phone. Why is that babbling bitch on the phone again? Oh, didn't we send her get well cards? You know,
I heard Barbara Walters took quite a nasty spill over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, cut her forehead. Yeah, aren't you good? Please show up on The View with the gash. We're looking for ratings here. I hope Bill Getty might drag her bones into The View so everybody can see the gash. But apparently she's still in the hospital. I'm not wishing any harm to her. She already fell. I mean, what, you don't have to get all sensitive. It's Barbara Walters. That woman is a part of the character assassination media. What, we're nice to her now? F that broad.
No, but we're not inhumane.
How am I being inhumane? All I said was drag her old bones over to the View set so we can see the gash on her head. We don't want this to be a phony concussion like Hillary Clinton. Oops, did I say that? Did I say that? Did I drag Hillary into this? fake ass concussion. No medical records, nothing. Sitting at Presbyterian Hospital in Upper Manhattan. She ain't got a scar on her. You see the outfit she wore at the inauguration? Could have sworn she was in pajama pants. Wear a house slippers. What's that? Yeah. What's the name of that? What's the name of those jeans that are also sweatpants?
Pajama jeans.
That's what she was rocking. You see that lady? Look, the worst dresser ever. If Chris Christie can't be president because he's fat, no pantsuits allowed. I do not want to see that woman in a new pantsuit every day. I've got a great story to tell you before we go to the end of the show. This is a great story. So I was at the Democrat National Convention back in August of 2008 in Denver at the Pepsi Center where the Nuggets play. And so it's the last day that we, myself and Bill Cooks, my producer, are going to be there. And we, of course, are there because we want to see Hillary Clinton give her speech. She is, in essence, the keynote speaker the night before Barack Obama accepts the nomination. And I think this is the 26th of August, if I'm exactly right, because I believe the 27th is when. Anyway, so we're there all day. I'm doing my show in the morning, which I have to do like 2 hours earlier because I'm on at 10, so I had to do it at 8 o'clock in the morning, Denver time. So I do my show. We're walking around. I see Brian Ross from ABC. I see a couple of other local guys. Nobody, I'm not a fan of anyone. I don't do the fan thing. If I'm a fan of anybody, I'm a fan of fictional characters. I love, you know, some Darth Vader, Han Solo, people who don't exist. Those people I'm a fan of. So we're still walking around. We're seeing all these people. It's the night before the event. We go back to the hotel. The night before the event, we show up back there. So we get there early. We're walking around. We see Cheryl Lee Ralph. We see the black chick who used to be on The Cosby Show. In the final season, she was the cousin who moved in. JC, what's that broad name? Vanessa L. Williams, or Vanessa Williams is her name. She's now on that new Tim Allen Last Man Standing show as the black wife who lives next door.
She's most famously known for the TV show she did with...
Yes, she did Living Single.
She was on Living Single.
Right. Maxine from Living Single, yes. I saw her.
Maxine.
I spoke to her.
Her name, that's not Vanessa, Vanessa Williams.
What is her name?
I forget her name. But okay, Maxine Shaw. Everybody knows her as Maxine Shaw. We all call her
Maxine
Shaw.
Right. Maxine from Living Single. Mary always reminds me that she was on Living Single, and I always, for some reason, forget. Yes, she is Max from Living Single, the Queen Latifah series. I saw her, Cheryl Lee Ralph, the one woman who played the mom on Moesha. We saw Kwasi Mpume.
Cheryl Lee Ralph was also the original Beyonce play Dreamgirls.
That's right. Cheryl Ralph was in Dreamgirls. We saw her. Kwasi Mfume, former president of the NAACP, was there. In fact, Ben Jealous had already taken over by the time we saw Kwasi Mfume. I remember telling you this, Bill Cooksey lost his mind when he saw the female cast members of the TV show Army Wives. He screamed like a little girl when he saw them, begged for me to take his picture with them. Very, very creepy that was. We saw some other things. So, finally, they show people getting prepared. Six. Finally, before Hillary Clinton is to speak, they're doing, you know, set, I guess, arrangements for her speech. And we're standing there, and there's this big black guy with a headset who walks out with two items of clothing when he walks out. And I swear to you, he's got an orange and yellow pantsuit to stand in front of the podium to see which color she's going to wear before she gives her speech that night. Hillary Clinton. So there's a big black guy with a headset on walking up with two hangers with two pantsuits. I floor rolling. People thought I was insane. I said, what the F is this? What are they doing? Hillary Clinton can't decide on what she's wearing. They're just making up they're just planning it now.
And what colors were there?
Orange and yellow. Like a gold. She did go with you. Wow, well, look at you. You're very good, Mary. Yes, she did go with the gold.
I remember.
I also
the hideousness of the outfit.
Yes, it was real bad.
Gold because she would have looked like a freaking old pumpkin.
Yes, she would have. And that's the exact color it was. Pumpkin. All right, folks, that's our show for tonight. JC. You want to play us out? We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Same bat time, same bat channel right here on blogtalkradio.com. A new saying that I have at the end of the show. Folks, radio is free. We'd like to thank you.